Dredd and Rogalski here. It is time for our Mendocino Coast Health Report. And if it's Thursday, that must mean we're speaking with Lucrecia Renteria from Mendocino Coast Clinics, and indeed we are. Hi, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well. Thank you.
So today we're going to talk a little bit about testing, and then you want to gab a little bit about the census.
Yes. I want to invite everybody who has any interest at all in getting tested for COVID-19 to give us a call here at the clinic, 964-1251. As you know, we're swabbing twice a week on Wednesday morning and Thursday afternoon. We're able to get the results back in 2 business days. So I really encourage as many people as possible to sign up and get tested. We have not been meeting our maximum capacity for a couple of weeks now. So I really want to encourage the community to get tested, pass the word. If anybody has not been tested yet, please come down. And turnaround time is really great right now. We'll call you as soon as we get those results in about 2 business days.
964-1251.
Correct. Right?
Yeah. See, I got it memorized.
All right. Now, the census.
The reason I wanted to talk about the census is, believe it or not, it does affect healthcare, and it affects a lot of the services that we provide, schooling, road work, you know, social services, and healthcare. And did you know that for every person who is not counted, the county loses about $1,000 a person per year? And then that loss goes on for 10 years. Until the next count can be taken. So we want to make sure we get as many people counted as possible because we want our money back, right? We want to have it come back into our communities and help support the important services that we provide to the community. Right now, we're a little bit behind in Fort Bragg. The city of Fort Bragg has returned about 64.5% of the census surveys that were originally mailed out, or the postcards that were received, any kind of communication from the Census Bureau, only 64.5% of those from Fort Bragg have been returned or filled out. The unincorporated East Fort Bragg and Casper area is at 58.3%, and Mendocino, including the unincorporated areas, is at 49.7%. Little River, Albion, and Elk is at 45.2%. So we really need to get the word out and talk amongst our friends and family and make sure that everybody has responded to the census. There are enumerators that are coming out now to try to go door to door to those folks who have not responded. But you can still go online to fill it out. It's pretty simple to do. Just go to my2020census.gov. This is the first time that the census has ever been available online. And you can just go to that website, my2020census.gov, and fill it out. There are also phone numbers that you can call for it. In English, it's 844-330-2020, or in Spanish, 844-468-2020.
And I must say, I did do the survey online, and like you said, it was a little less than 10 minutes. Very simple.
As did I.
Yeah. So we get tax money back if you literally fill out a census form. Lucrecia, thanks very much for the update. We'll talk with you next Thursday.
Great. Talk to you soon.
All right. Rogalski here from the coast.